Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Terumah. In this week's parasha, of course, we are introduced to the central, incredibly important and crucial mitzvah of V'yasu li mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham, the mitzvah that is incumbent upon, at least according to the Rambam, incumbent upon each and every one of us to help build the Beit HaMikdash. Melech HaMashiach, Chemetz Hashem, will facilitate that, b'meherav yameinu. The first kli that is introduced in this week's parsha is that of the Aron Kodesh, and there are many, many ideas. Each pasuk is full of ideas, the symbolism, Divrei Torah, about the Aron Kodesh and its messages for the Torah, for people who learn the Torah, for the way to learn the Torah. And I'd like to share with you one of those ideas. The Torah tells us, when you build the Aron Kodesh, Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Yir Aleph, Vitzipita Oto Zahav Tahor, you have to make sure that the Aron is covered in gold, Mibayit Umichutz Titzapenu. You have to make sure that the Aron Kodesh is gold both within and without. Inside the Aron Kodesh and outside had to be made of gold, and the way Rashi tells us that this is to be made based on a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Bet, that Rashi tells us, Shlosha Aronot Asa Betzalel. There were actually three boxes that were made, Bet Shel Zahav Ve'Echad Shel Eitz. There, two of them were made of gold, and one of them was made of wood, and it was, the outer box was gold, the next box in was wood, and further than that was gold. And basically what you have then is gold both within and without. The Gemara there in Yuma, Ayin Bet Amud Aleph, tells us that Rava, Amar Rava, Rava learns from this, Mikan, La Talmid Chacham, She'ein Tocho Kibaro, Eino Talmid Chacham. Any Talmid Chacham whose Tocho is not Kibaro, it's a very important expression, Tocho Kibaro. Anybody who learns Torah whose insides are not like their outsides, Tocho, their insides, Kibaro, like their outsides, Tocho Kibaro, then they're not a Talmid Chacham. A Talmud Chacham is not only somebody who knows a lot of Torah. A Talmud Chacham is not only somebody who teaches a lot of Torah. A Talmud Chacham is not only someone who shares a lot of Torah with people. A Talmud Chacham has to be someone whose Torah is both within and without. A person who acts sincerely, whose motives, whose actions, whose every movement is based on the Torah that comes from within and from without. It's very important that the Talmud Chacham knows, and anybody who learns Torah understands, that there's no such thing as being a hypocrite. There's no such thing as being a Talmud Chacham in one area of halacha, but a rasha in the other. It's a complete package of acting like a Talmud Chacham and following the Torah, and thinking and feeling emotionally and spiritually and actively and physically. And that's the expression of Tocho Kibaro. A person has to be fully, fully Tocho Kibaro. The Gemara in Masechet Brachot, beginning on Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Bet, tells us an absolutely fascinating story. There's no time to go into the entire story, but an absolutely fascinating story about Rabban Gamliel, who was the head of the Beit Din, who was the Nasi, and again, we can't go into too much detail, but for one reason or another, did not treat Rabbi Yehoshua properly. The Gemara gives three examples, two of which included Rabbi Yehoshua, and Rabbi Yehoshua was not treated properly. And at one point, all the other Talmidei Chachamim in the Shir basically went on strike, literally that. They literally went on strike, and they had Rabban Gamliel removed from his office. It's a phenomenal Gemara. It's so many messages there. One has to understand it more deeply, and again, I don't want to go into too much detail, but it is important to know. Rabban Gamliel was the head of Yavne right after the Churban Beit HaMikdash, and he felt that he had a responsibility to hold on to the Torah Shebaal Peh, hold on to central Torah leadership, an organized Torah leadership. He was afraid that there would be dispersion, and while Machloket in the Torah and in the Gemara, of course, is widespread and very important to achieve MS, to really get to the truth of what the Torah is saying. Of course we need that. However, Rabbi Gamliel felt that at that time in Jewish history, it's an emergency, and we don't have time for arguments. It's an important Gemara that we can't go into now, but I'm bringing this Gemara up because the Gemara says that when Rabbi Gamliel was in charge of the Beit Midrash, when he was in charge of the Beit Midrash, he used to have a guard. He used to have a guard. The Gemara on Chavchet Amud Aleph calls it a Shomer HaPetach, a guard. And he used to be there when Rabbi Gamliel was in charge, and he only allowed Talmidim into the Beit Midrash only if they were Tocho Kebaro, like our Gemara, like our Pasuk, this week's Parsha. And what happened, the Gemara there says that Shehaya Rabbi Gamliel Machriz V'Yomer. Rabbi Gamliel used to announce and say, Kol Talmid She'ein Tocho Kebaro Lo Yikanes LeBeit HaMidrash. Any Talmid who was not Tocho Kebaro, who was really, really sincere in their learning, was not allowed into the Beit Midrash. Of course, one can ask, how is a Shomer HaPetach, how is the guard supposed to know? How can you tell? You don't have a spiritual x-ray machine. How are you supposed to know? Perhaps one can suggest that the very presence of the guard was in itself a deterrent for anybody who was not Tocho Kebaro. You can imagine the guard standing at the front gate of the Beit Midrash. A Talmud walks in, and every single Talmud that approaches that Shomer, he says, get out of here, goodbye. So some people who walked up, and perhaps these were the ones whose Tocho was not Kibaro, the very not sincere Talmidim, they heard this guard, and they said, oh, okay, free day today, it's a snow day, it's a day off, and then they turn around and they waste their time. However, there were some Talmidim who said, what do you mean? What do you mean I'm not allowed to come in? And they came back, and they came back, and they came back, and they complained, and maybe they hid, and maybe they snuck in the back door, and maybe those were the ones who were really Tocho Kebaro, and that's how perhaps one could have a guard making sure the Beit Midrash was filled only with Talmidei Chachamim who were Tocho Kebaro. But I want to share one more idea from that Gemara, speaking of sincerity and what it means for somebody who is literally Tocho Kebaro. The Gemara says that when Rabbi Gamliel was fired from his position, the Gemara says, Hahu Yoma, on that day when he was fired and the guard was removed, Itosfu Kama Safsale, many, many, many benches were added to the Beit Midrash. How many? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Pligiba, Abba Yosef ben Dustoy v'Rabbanan. We don't know how many. It's an argument between Abba Yosef ben Dustoy and the Rabbanan. Chad amar itosfu arbameya safsale, v'chad amar shvameya safsale. We're not sure, but either 400 benches or 700 benches. 400 benches or 700 benches were added to the Beit Midrash when that guard was removed. And we can ask two questions on this line. First of all, why are you telling me benches? Why don't you tell me how many students came into the Beit Midrash? When there was, imagine this number, imagine this Gemara, that when there was a guard there making sure only Talmidei Chachamim who were Tocho Kebaro were there, we had X number of students in the Beit Midrash, but when the guard was removed, we had Y, or Y students were added. Why would you tell me benches? Who cares about benches? And a second question, which one has to explore, 400 benches? 700 benches? Really? Even in the most conservative number, 400, and in the most conservative number of people who sit on a bench, you want to say three people sit on a bench? Are you telling me that at the very, very least 1,200 students came to the Beit Midrash? Perhaps one can suggest yes. I'm not saying no. But perhaps one can suggest another idea. Perhaps one can suggest that we don't even know how many students came in, and it's possible that no new students came in. But, or not a significant number, I should say. But we're focusing on the benches. Why? Because when you have a Beit Midrash full of young men or young women who are toho kebaro, who are focused on their learning, who are growth oriented, Baruch Hashem, such as where we have an opportunity to learn, we have an opportunity to an opportunity to learn and to grow with each other, with wonderful students. Then when you have a Beit Midrash full of that, then it doesn't matter how many benches you have. You're allowed, you can be crowded, you can be cramped. You don't have to have your space. All I want to do is be in the Beit Midrash to learn. However, when I remove the guard from the Beit Midrash, then we have students who are there who are not Toho Kebaro. And we have to worry about the amount of space. And I need my elbow room. And I need to stretch out. And I need to relax. And I need my coffee over here. And my food over there. And my room. And don't get on top of me. And I won't get on top of you. That's not what Torah learning is about. Torah learning is meimit atzmo. A person has to literally give everything. Pat b'melach tochal. You have to give everything in order to learn. That's the real way we learn Torah. Tocho kibaro. Where we have our insides like our outsides, sincerely struggling and focusing on growth and getting closer to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, understanding what God is trying to say. Rabbi Soloveitchik used to say that when I daven, I speak to God. But when I learn Torah, He speaks to me. And I'm sitting in the Beit Midrash full of students, Tocho Kebaro, beautiful, beautiful. And yet when we have when we open the doors and anybody just walks in, well, that's a different kind of Torah learning, and perhaps that is diminished. We should all be Zoche, God willing, to learn from this week's Parsha and throughout the whole year and every single day, to be able to learn Torah in a proper way and to lead our lives in a Tocho Kebaro fashion. Have a Shabbat Shalom, everybody.